I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Legislative Council on Wednesday, March 23rd at 7:34 a.m. Ms. Geary, can you please call the roll?
Representative Kleeman. Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Foster.
Here.
Speaker Stutes. Representative Tilton.
Here.
Representative Tuck.
Here.
Senator Bishop.
Here.
Senate President Machicki.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator Schauer.
Fine.
Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Reinbold. Chair Hannon.
Here. And will you go back to, I show that Representative Stutes is on the phone. Just give her.
Speaker Stutes.
I'm here.
Thank you. 11 members present.
With 11 members present, we have enough, we have a quorum. Senator Machicki, do we have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
With no objection, the agenda is approved. We are going to now go into an executive session to discuss RFP 651, capital roof replacement, and IT and cybersecurity updates. Senator Machicki. I need that coffee to kick in. Do you have a motion for executive
session? Yes, Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may by law as be required to be confidential. Following individuals may remain in the room or online for the executive session. Jessica Geary, Zante Lesh, Tim Banasak, Megan Wallace, J.C. Kestel, Emily Nauman, Serge Lesh, Dan Fabrello, Helen Phillips, Jody Weller, Bree Wiley, Shannon Easterly, any legislators not on Legislative Council, and any staff of Legislative Council members.
So we'll take a brief at ease. We're on the record.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes. Speaker Stutes. Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senator Bishop.
Yes.
Senate President Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Hughes.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
10 yeas.
With 10 yeas, we have authority to go into executive session, so we are in, we'll take it brief at ease. Okay, we are coming out of executive session. Ms. Geary, can you please call the roll to make sure we maintain a quorum?
Representative Edgman. Representative Foster.
Here.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Here.
Representative Tuck.
Here.
Senator Bishop. Senate President Machicki.
Here.
Senator Hughes. Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here. And we have been joined online by Senator Schauer.
Okay. Senator Schauer.
Here.
11 members present.
With 11 members present, we continue to have a quorum. With that, we are back on the record, and we have RFP 651, the Capitol roof replacement. Senator Machicki, do you have a motion for us?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the award of RFP 651, Alaska State Capitol Roof Replacement to Earhart Roofing Company, Inc., for a total contract price of $1,249,000 out of existing capital funds.
Is there discussion of that motion? Seeing no discussion, Ms. Geary, please call for the vote.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senate President Machicki. Senator Hughes.
Yes.
Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
With 11 yeas and 0 nays, the motion is passed and the award of the RFP can be done. That brings us to the next item on committee business. The first area is sanctioning of charitable events. President Machicki, do we have a motion?
I believe Senator Stevens has a motion.
Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council ratify the chair's sanctioning of the following event per AS 224.60.080A2B, the Legislative Skits, April 29th and 30th, 2022.
Object.
Would you like to speak to your objection?
No.
Would you like to speak to your motion?
Yes, of course I would. It's come to my attention that there's really no material this year for the skits. In the past there have been a few humorous things the legislature may have done, but nothing humorous this year, I believe. So I think it's good to deny this. I'd urge a no vote.
Any further discussion? Ms. Geary, if you'll call the roll on the motion to approve legislative skits.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
No.
Representative Foster.
No.
Speaker Stutes.
No.
Representative Tilton.
No.
Representative Tuck. Senate President Machicki.
No.
Senator Hughes.
No.
Senator Schauer.
No.
Senator Stedman.
No.
Senator Stevens.
No.
Chair Hannon.
No.
11 nays, 0 yeas.
That has not been sanctioned. Senator Machicki?
Madam Chair, regretfully, I serve reconsideration of my vote on legislative skits and would ask Senator Stevens to restate the motion if that's the proper way to do this.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Then I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislature Council ratify the chair's sanctioning of the following event per AS 24-60-080A2B, legislative skits, April 29th and 30th, 2022, and I plan to give a reluctant yes.
And provide material for the skits.
Madam Chair.
Senator.
Just to, if Senator Stevens would consider an amendment to his motion. I would also like to add Sham Jam, March 26, 2002, Kenai River Junior Classic, August 10th, 2022, the Ted Stevens Kenai River Classic, August 17th, 18th, and 19th, 2022, and the Kenai River Women's Classic, September 15th, 16th, and 17th, 2022. To that motion.
Absolutely. Friendly amendment.
All right. So now we have a motion to approve the five sanctioned events before us. Ms. Geary, can you call the roll on that, please?
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senate President Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Hughes.
Yes.
Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
With 11 yeas and 0 nays, those events have been sanctioned, and all of them have 501c3 status. Charities have been verified. With that, we have one final item on our business today, and we'll call Mr. Banaszak back up to the table. This is fiscal year 23 computer hardware refresh. Senator Machicki, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve $176,470 for the annual computer refresh and $146,171 for a one-time LIO equipment update.
Mr. Banaszak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Senator Machicki, for introducing that motion. And appreciate everybody getting up early and all your staff to be here to help us with a couple of these initiatives. For the record, my name is Tim Banaszak, and I serve as the CIO for the legislature, as well as have the opportunity to serve as the council's IT subcommittee chair. So the IT subcommittee met and reviewed and is recommending the council approve the motion that Senator Machicki introduced for the two hardware computer refreshes, one for our annual program and one for the LIOs. So the IT, when we met, the first table, you'll see in the memo to the council, two tables. The first one represents our kind of standard, if you will, annual refresh that we use, and it's a blend of laptops, monitors, and printers. And the list that we've developed for deferred maintenance for our equipment is based on a five-year computer refresh cycle, and equipment age, upkeep cost, performance, obsolescence, and it's also consistent with our three-year technology plan. It meets some of our new telework requirements and kind of the mobile workforce that we have, and it also standardizes our equipment, such as the printers, to reduce toner cartridges, where we can have one set of toner for the legislature. You'll also see a slight shift. We've gone from traditionally a desktop environment, a desktop computer environment, which is a little less expensive, and we're going to more of the laptop model, which is an increase by $200 or $300 per device. So you see a little bit of an increase resulting of that. And certainly that helps us during the pandemic and as we move to endemic, and really the new telework environment that we're gonna be in. And then finally, it provides cost efficiency by leveraging government contracts and volume discounting that we use by combining the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government to see those discounts. In the motion, the second request provides, this is a first time for us, kind of a one-time Legislative Information Office computer equipment upgrade, and that replaces 10-year-old equipment that's out in the field and are kind of the face of the legislature in these remote offices, and they no longer perform adequately. The LIOs traditionally have not been included in the annual refresh, and so our recommendation would be in FY26 to begin a depreciation smaller fund to be added to the annual upgrade to keep those updated and on par with the rest of the legislature. And with that, Madam Chair, happy to answer any questions.
I see no one seeking my attention. Senator Hughes.
Yes, I'm just wondering why the LIOs haven't been part of the refresh. What was the thinking behind that?
There wasn't. through the chair, Senator Hughes. So traditionally, the program was to address legislators and staff coming in and out between the offices. So there's separate little groups, and it could be funding sources, it could be any number of different reasons. It required special travel going out to rural areas of where these LIOs are. And to your point, why isn't it? It should be included. It should be part of that. That's a big part of the legislature. So we think it's fine.
And follow up?
Go ahead.
So since this is a one-time and we're gift, we would add this in the future, so it's part of the refresh, would it be about that amount, 46, or is it extra because you've gone 10 years?
So this is, through the chair, Representative Hughes, this is definitely extra.
Senator Hughes,
thank you for that correction.
Senator Hughes.
This is a one-time fix for 10-volt equipment. What we're anticipating is in FY26, we would introduce a depreciation of about $28,000 a year, so you wouldn't see this. This would, that $28,000 would be added, you wouldn't see the 146.
Thank you.
We're ready to vote, I believe. All right, Ms. Geary, please call the roll on the motion.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senate President Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Hughes.
Yes.
Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
With 11 yeas and 0 nays, the motion is passed. We have nothing more to come before the body, so we are going to gavel out and adjourn at 8:17.